Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, it's coming. Run for us.
Alshon.
Dan Hampton.
Guys, I can't take
it. It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay. Guys.
Hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Touchdown there.
An OB show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
Well, it's not officially over, but we're throwing in the towel. 7 seconds to go. 31-17, the Dallas Cowboys on top of the Bears, who do have the ball at the Cowboys 16. So if they can get into the end zone, get an onside kick, get it back and score again, they could win the game.
But see, the way you get it into the end zone is actually not throw it out of the end zone. And yet again, Brian Hoyer with another fade route that he throws out of the it's.
I didn't really mind Brian Hoyer tonight.
No,
he had no chance there, Glenn. He was covered like a blanket.
I get it, but it's just, you know, in general, this is a bad team. John Fox is a horrific coach, and quite frankly, I'm just tired of watching this garbage. And it's 3 weeks in, Ed. I can't watch this. It's look, whether they get a cheap touchdown here or not, they got manhandled by a below-average Dallas Cowboy team tonight.
So the start of the show is being sponsored by Martin Nissan, and the final play of the game is incomplete. So it is a final now. 31-17 Dallas. Start of Hampton will be with Kaz, sponsored by Martin Nissan. Guys, this is how I'm looking at it, and you can take it a million different ways, but I think
hold that thought a little bit. Martin Nissan is sponsoring the opening spot here.
They are OB.
Yeah, well, that's Todd Martin. He's got the Nissan store, I think in Skokie, and then he's got a big Chevy store out in Crystal Lake. He's a great kid, comes from a good car family.
All right, Todd, we love you, baby. So here's what I think should happen, team. I think you got four questions for the Bears to consider here. Number one, who are they drafting at quarterback in the draft?
There's some good ones coming up this
year,
too.
There's a lot. Deshaun Watson. We don't need to go through it tonight. We can do that. We got 13 weeks to go here. But who's going to draft him? Is Ryan Pace still going to be the general manager of this team? Who's going to coach him? Is John Fox going to still be the head coach? And who's playing with him? Who gets to stay on this? I mean, to me, that's where we're at. I know I'm jumping ahead here, OB.
It's week three, we're already talking this way.
I think what we've got to start looking at, because this Dallas team is a team that you could have taken down. Defensively, they've got nobody. They have no game changers. There's nothing really super particular about any the front three or four, the linebackers, the cornerbacks, the deep backs. There's nothing. And I'm going to tell you what. When are we going to go to the Mike Mueller game-changing moment?
Since you brought it up, OB, you said game-changer. I was going there, and now, since you led me there, because you're a professional,
all right.
The Mueller game-changing moment is sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships in Highland Park, Gurnee, Hoffman Estates, and Merrillville. Go ahead. What's your Mueller game-changing moment?
And, Mike, this goes out to you. Like at the game-changing moment, so it's got to basically be like, Glenn, what, one play should be like what?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Probably the game-changing moment. The game-changing moments for me was Prescott. He is a rookie. He is a third-string backup. Rookie quarterback taken in the fourth round. Okay? Mm-hmm. We could not get to this kid. Our inside men, our outside men, and our blitzes could not shake this kid up. Again, drafted in the fourth round, third string backup, rookie quarterback. By the way, which is basically we played against three rookie quarterbacks the opening games. We're 0-3. What? I have no idea what Fangio was thinking about. Says, let that kid run around back there and pick us apart in the defensive backfield. And when they ran the football, they ran through us, over us. We couldn't stop them. Period.
Yeah, it's
that's one.
It's the tough part is we invite you to call it 312-981-7200. Yes, I'm glad, because I would have went to what I've known for about 20 years, so I was getting ready to fire out the wrong number.
Let me just
please call in. But
before you go on, just to follow up on OB there, Ezekiel Elliott had 30 carries for 140 yards tonight. That's just under 5 a carry. Dak Prescott was 4 for 36, 9 yards a carry. Alfred Morris, 5 for 19. They ran for 199.
Do you have a point on all this?
Well, I just wanted to back up OB saying that they ran all over the place, 199 yards on the ground to the Bears 73. Continue on. I'm sorry.
And they couldn't rattle Prescott. They couldn't. We couldn't get in his face. We couldn't do anything.
Ed, he would just step up with pressure. Also, though, if you got somebody coming off the edge, he'd step up. Look, your two number ones under Ryan Pace, Kevin White. He had flashes tonight of he made one spectacular catch.
Against
he also
the nobody defense.
He also dropped pretty much a catch that any player that calls himself a pro, he drops. You see these guys running routes. They don't run it. They half the time they look like they're running full speed. It is strange to watch this. It's hard to stomach. And just for Zach Miller.
Oh.
And I like the kid. I always have. I like that he plays hard. But when you're getting your backside handed to you, save the blowing of the kisses and pointing to the crowd. When you're down by three scores, you don't get to do that. Just rule of thumb.
That was pretty incredible, I thought. Here's a guy, too. Like, you look at Zach Miller, and you think somebody who respects the game, somebody who's been through the trials and tribulations, healthy, not healthy, and here he is acting like he just won the Super Bowl, getting in the end zone.
It's a joke. Right. It's disgusting.
Well, let me tell you what I saw out there again tonight. Our defensive backs, especially the cornerbacks, at this particular time in your career, when you're playing at this level and you're a cornerback or a strong side safety, a free safety, whatever you are, or a linebacker, you cannot get spun around. You cannot turn your back to the receiver. Okay?
And this was in the red zone that this happened, too.
This absolutely, it was absolutely unbelievable. It was a short post pattern, and our cornerback doesn't shade him to the inside. He shades him straight up, playing back 4 or 5 yards. This guy just runs, plants his right foot, bang. He breaks inside. Our cornerback, folks, turned around to his left, to the sidelines, spun all the way around, and came after him chasing. By that time, everything was done. It was all over with. That happened twice today that I saw that. Again, let me say this. Not at this level, and you're a defensive back, you do not play that way. You constantly keep that receiver in front of you. Whether it's a corner route, whether it's an inside route, you have your footwork and you're ready. Now, the next question I got to ask everybody here, Glenn and Mark, what are these position coaches teaching these kids?
Well, I mean, look, Ed, what did I tell you about that?
This is not excusable.
No,
this
but
is
not, what well, did no, I tell you?
Oh, well,
I said in high school.
Yeah, I'm saying, well, the kid made a mistake.
No.
He made a mistake, all right. In high school, he would have made a mistake.
No, in high
not
school.
Not at this level.
Ed, what I told you was in high school, as a high school football coach, he wouldn't be out on the field if he made that mistake for me, personally. So the answer to your question is, These position coaches,
What are they teaching them?
Nothing. Clearly nothing. You got these number ones, and they're not making impact plays. Forget about the injuries. Mark, you talked about lack of talent. What I see out there is just poor game planning, poor execution, and really just not a lot of heart being shown.
And what you're seeing back there, when we go to a passing game, it's the same thing when Cutler was in there. And it's you look at the same sets, they run the same sets for three games, and we have a quarterback that drops back, and they're going to tee off after this guy. And by the way, again, the Dallas defense is awful. They're not very good at all. They don't have an exceptional defensive player, not a one on their 11 starting defense. And they held us pretty good, okay? Now, next week, we're going to come in to playing actual quarterbacks who are starting quarterbacks in this league instead of three rookies, okay? We got Detroit coming in. In our home place, our hometown, our field, and I'm going to tell you, these Bears better be ready for it, or they're going to throw that ball. I'll guarantee you they'll throw it for over 200 yards easy come Sunday.
Maddie's, well, they'll do it in the first half. They went over 200 in the first quarter.
Maddie's,
the Cowboys tonight. Go ahead, Mark.
I was just going to say the Lions.
I'm talking about the Lions coming
I know,
in
but
here.
I'm saying tonight the Cowboys went over 200 yards in the first quarter.
And Matt, just under 200 yards running.
Matthew Stafford had 3 touchdown passes today is what I was trying to get out there. All right.
That's against the Packers.
Yeah.
I mean, was it the Packers?
It was.
Yeah. It was.
312-981-7200. You want to jump on in, express some dissatisfaction with the start of the season, feel free. Ed Donatelle is your Bears defensive backs coach. 25 years of coaching experience in the NFL, 37 years total, just for the record.
All you got to do was on the screen or be in the films. Just take a look at it, folks.
Hey, OB, I'm with you. All right, quick timeout, 720 WGN.